Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Sunday, 6th of Tammuz, 25th of June. Dayan Dovid Kahn Shlita, Bridging Loans and Trade in Options, Part 2. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by Family Newman, Lichvot Simos of Mitzvah of Shimon Newman, whose Mitzvah was yesterday. Yit Rotten Shizku Horobus Kain of Rav Machos Simen Mekol Yotzei Chalotzehem.
A request for part two that was made. Not sure how many of the people who requested it are here, but I think sometimes people are here who don't seem to be here with modern day technology. So let's continue from where we were up to, and that's the following. We mentioned the care and the warnings that there are in when it's dealing with Heta Iska. We mentioned, just briefly, we mentioned last time that Heta Iska is thought by people to be a magic wand that you wave and you can get on with business as usual, and it's not true. It's not true. It's got to be carefully arranged, it's got to work, and each and every Heta Iska needs to be tailor-made, make sure that no problem. A simple pitfall is situation where bridging loans, the classical requirement of a bridging loan is because you didn't get your mortgage. You didn't get a mortgage, and in the meantime, or you're short of intermediary finance, and you're in a bit of shtuch, and that's about the only reason why you're going to agree to pay the high percentages of the fees for a bridging loan. So the very fact that these two things come together, number one, that you're in shtuch, and the only reason why you're agreeing to it is to play this, is because, as its name suggests, it's a bridging loan. It's there to bridge a gap momentarily. Number two, you've got that you're actually paying very high percentage for a very high fee for what you're borrowing. So the problem is twofold. Number one, if somebody buys a house, they put down a 10% deposit and they're relying on the bank coming up with the money in time, and something goes wrong with the mortgage, with the processing of the mortgage, which seems to happen all too often, that somehow either the mortgage offer is withdrawn or the paperwork, not enough paperwork, was there and they asked for more things that were unexpected suddenly at the last minute and everything gets delayed. And then suddenly you're up to completion date and you've got to meet it. Otherwise, you're going to lose your deposit. So if that's the case, so then, basically, why are you agreeing to pay some astronomical figure, something 15, 18, 20% interest? Why are you prepared to? Because you say to yourself, it's only for 3 months. But what is going on, actually? Can you write a Heta Iska for such a thing? The answer is no. Because are you making 15, 18, 20% during these 3 months? No, you're not. You're trying to make sure you don't lose the house, you don't lose your 10% deposit. That's what your gain is. Your gain is that you don't lose. But that doesn't work. That's ribbis. The only way you can charge, try to explain that the basis is, the only way that you can manage to pay those 15, 18 or 20% is if you're actually making it. So if that is, then it's fine. If you have a situation where you have a business deal that you won't be able to buy otherwise, and now you're managing to buy it, and you have a bridging loan, but that business deal is actually making that type of money, then fine, that's all right. But normally speaking, if you have business deals that are making 20%, and remember, a standard Heta Iska form, take just a Iska form out of some, if somehow you've downloaded it from some website, that's going to tell, say, palga milva, palga pikogum. So it means you can't charge anything for the half, which is a milva. So now your 15% becomes 30, and your 18 becomes 36, and your 20 becomes 40. Are you making that type of money? If you are, wonderful, fantastic. I wish you much brocha vatzlocha. But if you're not, you've got bigger problems than just you're not making the money, and that is that this is ribbis. That's the problem we've got. Sorry, yeah.
How houses do sometimes rise very, very fast, and you ought to hop in, or you've got a good buy.
Not as much as
£50,000 less than the market price.
So you buy something less than the market price, you put down your 10% and you want to be able to buy it, and therefore think, so then, if that is the case, so then you're right. But it's got to be that specific case.
Okay.
That specific case. So therefore, people who are, I mean, people say that you buy, the answer is, if it's too much of a matzia, it probably isn't. So everybody knows that. But sometimes if you have, okay, if you think you found something, you're sure that's what you're going to make, and otherwise you're not going to manage it, then yes, you're taking in this money, and as you're taking this person who's providing the money as a shutuf, and their chelik in it is, so yes, you have made the money in those 3 months, but that's what you have to ask yourself. Have I really made the money that I'm proposing to pay in the periods that I'm talking about? If the answer is yes, then all well and good, as long as it's set up correctly. And if the answer is, actually, I'm just trying to save myself losing the house, the 10%, whatever it is, then the answer is no, you're not making that money, in which case thing. That's the point as far as the bridging loans is concerned, and that's what we have to watch out. The main part of the ship, yes?
I see a lot of these in my business, but they all think that they're doing them on Hetzer Iskas. I mean,
here we are.
Same.
Exactly.
I presume.
How many people?
There's no way around it, there's no other...
You can't do it. You can't do it. I tell you, in the union branch that we've got now, which is dealing with kosher lending companies, lending firms, that where there's kosher finance, is based only upon business ventures. They won't allow a bridging loan to buy your residential home because they know you're not making these figures. So if you'd have a one-off case where it's a blinder matzia, an absolute blinder matzia, and somehow you got hold of it, so then you could possibly apply for a special dispensation, explain your case, have a Hetzer Iska drawn up which matches your particular circumstances, then yes, but as a normal situation, it's not going to work. It's just ribbis. Simple as that.
If they say they've taken the loan and they're working on the house,
yes,
building, so that later on it will be worth more.
So I've got such a case where the request was that it was, the request to pay was to pay, I think, 13%. 13%, and it was, we made it kula pikodin. It was all going to be a pikodin. So therefore it was only 13%. And very simply, we matched up the building costs together with the increase in the value of the property. And since it did work, so then it was okay, but it's not going to go on for, how long is this going to go on for? You've also got to see how long is this bridging loan staying in place. So the sum total of what you're paying has to have been genuinely generated and earned during that period. And again, you've got to watch out to make sure you don't need to double that. In order, because palga milva, palga pikodin. So they're 100%. But people don't realize that. They think, I write ahead to Iska, and that's it. Wave the magic wand, and it's all happened. But let's get on, because the main part of the ship...
Come 5 years later.
No. Your profit can't come 5 years later. I'm really pleased you asked that. Why? Because 5 years later, this fellow who provided you with the finance is no longer your shutuf.
No, that's right.
So if he stays in for 5 years... then fine, but you're going to have a much greater profit if he stays in for 5 years.
Is there anything wrong with
so
that?
It doesn't not going to work. Is there anything wrong with it? It's called ribbis. That's all. It's called ribbis. He's no longer a shutuf in 5 years' time.
But people do buy for the future.
So buy for the future, by all means. Yes. But you've got to, if you're paying out, which you are, you will be, you've got to pay out from real profit. You don't necessarily have to pay out from fluid profits. That is true. It could be that you bought a house, as your example, yeah, you bought a house cheaply, a genuine matzia. So the money that you're paying out comes from your bank account. You haven't sold the house, so you haven't actually realized the profit, but the value of the house is definitely greater than you're paying for it. If so, as long as that bridging loan doesn't continue for too long, so then you've really made that money during those 3 months, for example. And therefore, you can pay out 3 months of ISCA payments, and that is okay, even if it is a high rate, because you say to yourself, the money that I've actually paid for this house and the value that I'm now holding, yes, the value is at least as great as the money that I've paid. If that's the case, and by the way, only on that chelik, not on the whole lot. So, for example, if you take a 10% bridging loan, yeah. I mean, if you take a bridging loan on 10% of the capital, so whatever you pay out in 3 months, would have had to have made 10 times that. You follow? Because that's only a 10% chunk of it. So it's got to be for reals. Look, whatever you would consider in reality, in, if you like, on the accounting table, if that is a real profit that's been made on that money that's been brought in, that you have, you haven't borrowed it, it's been invested with you, then you can pay it out. Anything extra, that would be ribbis. Yes? Very good. I'm really pleased you mentioned that. People don't realize that. They think that I made money because I bought it and I'm on the property ladder and etc., etc. But you've got to have actually realized that profit during the term, the period of the actual loan. Let's go on to something else because we need to. Let's see. Yes, what else? Go on, please.
You should set up a Goyish Lending Society.
Sorry?
Set up a Goyish Lending Society with.
You know, but a Goyish Lending Society. They're called banks and building societies. Yeah, so here we are. Let's go on to something. By the way, you could have a situation where, and I've done this once, I've done this in this very same case, where somebody borrowed money. It's not borrowing. Somebody invested money with them to buy to build a house, and then the value of the house would increase far more than the actual cost of the building. But the person who invested the money wanted a personal guarantee. Yes, he was investing. He was investing £250,000 into a large building project, and he wanted to have a personal guarantee on it. So again, you look at the standard personal guarantee from a lawyer, it talks about the borrower, the lender, the interest that you're paying, etc., etc. And since in this case we made it kuloi pikodin, which means that who bears the responsibility for the loss in principle? It's the investor. So how can you have a personal guarantee? So you have to amend the personal guarantee to suit the heta iska. Because in the heta iska, if I receive money from somebody to invest it, so you give me £250,000 to invest it and to invest it wisely and to make profit, what am I? I'm a shomer socher. Because you've got to pay me something for it. You're paying me something to do it, so I'm a shomer socher. So I've got responsibility to make sure I invest the money wisely. I've got to make sure that the money, there's no aveda, there's no gneva, and I'm only potter from oinus. So the personal guarantee has to reflect that. Where it says the limitation of the guarantee, which every personal guarantee does, you've got to put in it that the limitation of the personal guarantee is to the responsibility that the recipient has. Don't call him the borrower, he's the recipient. Don't call the other person the lender, he is the investor. So whatever the responsibility that the recipient has, as defined in the Heta Iska, which says that he is a shomer socher, but it will also say that he's got to insure the property and he's got to make sure that the property is kept in good condition, etc., etc., etc. All the various conditions that have got to be, all the various things that have to be put in place, then that will be transferred to the personal guarantee. But let's get on to trading options. Yes? Absolutely. Can you see? This is an absolute minefield. Yeah. There's also you've also something called trading options. What are trading options? Very simply, sometimes you invest money with people into projects, building projects, and you buy a 2% share if it's a very big one, or a 5 or 10% share if it's a smaller one. Again, and what they will offer you is an option. We anticipate that this building project will be completed in 2026, August 2026, for example. But if it isn't, I've seen such a contract, if it isn't, on the 1st of August 2026, the investor has the right to surrender, trade in his share of this project at the then value of that share. So in other words, it is anticipated the 1st of August, but in case the building projects schleps on, so therefore the project manager will offer to buy you out. Seems perfectly okay. What should be wrong with that? Or you have a situation where the project manager can buy you out if he wishes. Either which way of it is, whichever way it is. So having an option to be able to trade it in sounds okay, fine. Where's the loan? It's very simply, it's an investment. It's an investment that I've made. I'm taking a price for it, and I'm buying a share in somebody else's project. What should be the problem? So there's a Gemara in Bob Metzia, Daf Samach Hayom at base. And the Gemara says, Mocha loy bayis, mocha loy sode. If he sold him a house, or he sold him a field, va'oma loy. And the vendor says to the purchaser, Lecha sheyiyu li mois. When I have money, when I'm fluid with money, then hachzirom li, give me this house or this field back, a buyback option. That's what it is. Also, you mustn't do it. Why is that? So Rashi says, Mocha lo bais, the nosan lo kol domov. You've paid for it completely. Vom aloi. And the Moicha says, Al menas keinani Moicha lecho. I'm selling you this house or this field on condition I've got the right. Lecha sheyuli mois. When I've got money, if I want to, I'm able to give you the money and buy back. A buyback option. Hachzirim li v'tomo yisech and take your money. Osa. Why is it osa? Says Rashi, de nimtso, it transpires, she'ein zemecha. That's not a sale. He says, v'kashe ochal peiros, when the purchaser used the house or he used the field and he consumed the peiros, whether the peiros are money, whether the peiros are use, whether the peiros are literally peiros, what he's doing basically is he's getting use of this field, this house, for nothing. So a buyback option in halacha counts as a loan. Simple. You think you bought something as a buyback option. No, it isn't. It's a loan. You've lent him the money. That's what's happened. You've sold it. But a sale has to be a safer krisus. If I sell something to you, it's yours, not mine. If I can come back to you, b'chol esu b'chol shor, and say to you, thank you very much, of course, I'll give you your money back, here you are. So then, basically, you've lent me the money. I didn't sell it to you, you lent it to me, and this, whatever it is that I was supposed to have sold, was basically a guarantee. You took it as a guarantee, that's all it is. It remains in halacha, it remains yours, and it remains mine and not yours. The one that you didn't really sell it, you just borrowed the money from the purchaser and you gave him the item as a guarantee. In which case, there's a problem with ribis. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, it says the word, but lecha sheyuyu lecha ma'ois achzirom lecha. If a different condition is made, and the condition is when you have money, then I will give the house or the field back. Who's speaking? The purchaser. Yeah. So the purchaser says, then Rashi explains, number one, it's the purchaser who's speaking, and may Elov Cain. He says it of his own volition. He's not bound to it. So therefore, the Lekeach has Rachmanis on the Moicha, and he says to the Moicha, it was a complete sale, but the Lekeach knows the Moicha is only selling because he's short of money. So he sells it, says the Lekeach, you know what? Come back. If you're back in the money and you're okay again, you've got finance, come back to me and I'll sell it to you. So he's making an offer out of Rachmanis, but he's not bound. He's making this of his own accord, says the Gemara, Mutter, it's perfectly okay, and the reason is because it was a complete sale. It's just a generous offer that the Lekeach makes afterwards. So if you're bound, it's going to be a problem. So therefore, in the case of the investments, so here you've got a building project, somebody buys a 5% stake in this building project. If the building project is not ready on time, then you, the investor, have got the opportunity to surrender your shares, and you have whatever the project is worth valued at this stage of the building. Let's say it's 90% built, so therefore, and it's done very well, it's gone up in value, so you bought the 5% for argument's sake for £50,000, and now it's already, at this stage, it's already worth £90,000. So in such a case, you walk away, you're very happy, fantastic, it's been a wonderful deal, and you got your money out on time. The trouble is, the fact that you have this one-sided option, is this going to be this case over here, where you've got the right to, you bought a share, you've got the right to sell it back again. If I buy something from a shop, I haven't got the right to go back to the shop again and to say, actually, I've changed my mind. Well, if they offer that as an option, that you've got an option for a particular amount of time, they give this as their offer, so then there could be a situation of, you could have a situation of ribis. In the meantime, you've used it. My type of things I hear, I try to close my ears to what's going on, is just unthinkable. But that's just stump gezel. That's just apart from anything else. But if you have a situation where they give you the option of, they genuinely say, try it out for 30 days. Try it out for 30 days. You're welcome to use it. If you're not happy afterwards, come back and we'll give you your money back. So then, in such a case, you have got a problem. That is a halvor. That's exactly right. It is a halvor. Because you've got the right. So then your usage is going to be a problem. Because you are the malve. And in return for him having your money for 30 days, you've got the use of this item. So you've got to be very careful with these things. The other things that we discussed, simply osa. That's not what they mean. They mean you to buy it. They mean you've got 30 days to think about it, whether you want it or not. But you're not supposed to be using it knowing that you're taking it back. That's, that's unacceptable. That's for sure. Sorry?
Why is the sfuga like that? Why is not the sfuga the other way around? You've made the sale, and you're checking out to see whether the item is to your liking. If
right.
If it is, then there's no reason for the sale to be revoked. But at the time that you recognize that it's not suitable for you, the service and the usage of that particular item was only as much for you.
So there's a machlokes. So what Rav Dudi says is actually a machlokes rishonim. Is it ribis ktsutza? Or is it tzad echol beribis? And we paskin tzad echol beribis is also asa. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It's also asa. But look, I'll read Shulchan Aruch. I've just read the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Ein Dalet Yodei, of course. Simon Kuf Ein Dalet Sif Aleph. Mocha soda lechaveiroi. If somebody sells a field to his friend, Kuf Ein Dalet Sif Aleph. Yodei. It's part of it is in both. You're right. Here's this. Mocha sodeh lechaveiroi. If somebody sold a field to his friend, and the vendor said, give me the karka back. It's a condition. When I've got money, I want to be able to come back and buy the karka back. Loi kono. Shulchan Aruch says, he didn't buy it. He says, v'chola peirush she'ochal, ribis ketsutsahu. So what I told you was a bottom line of Shulchan Aruch. He writes in Machlokes Rishonim. But that's the way Shulchan Aruch is paskin. Sorry?
Parallel is not the same.
Why?
Because in the case of the field, it's making mamash halvor against the field.
Why is it halvor? It's a sale. Yeah, but he might never come back. The vendor might never have the money to buy it back. So therefore, the din is this. Yes.
I'm trying to reconcile it with the case of somebody buying something and saying that he's got conditional that he can actually get his money back if he's not satisfied with it.
Right. So that's the same. So it doesn't make a difference who makes the condition. Very important that it doesn't make a difference who makes the condition, and that's why Rashi was tereach to tell us. Rashi says over there. He says that lech sheyu lecho mois achzirom lecho halokeach omakei omaloi me'elov kein. It's that not at the time. It's not part of the contract. It is a magnanimous offer that the purchaser says out of rachmonus to the moicher. But if it forms part of the agreement, part of the actual, that is the sale. So then a sale has to be krisus. It has to be absolute. If we want to get together and arrange. I sell you the house and you buy it, and I knock on your door and I say, you know, how about it? I'm prepared, would you like? And therefore it was a complete sale, no strings attached. Later on I come back and I say to you, how about it? I'm happy to buy it back from you, and I'll either pay less because the price has gone down, or I'll pay you more because the price has gone up. There's no problem at all, because there was no, I had no rights to do it. But if it's inherent in the right, so then I haven't sold it, I'm still holding on to it, and the money that you're giving me is just in order to, is just in the meantime until I come back. That's called a halvah. Now, if I get any benefit from this as a result, sorry, you get benefit as a result because you're supplying the money, so then you've received ribis, and it's then Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's ribis katsutsa. That says the Ramah, v'afilu lo hisnokach, even if you didn't make that explicit condition, the Ramah adds, from this end, Chuvas HaRashbo, Elo sha'amina kein bo'ir, if there's a statutory right of English gezogt, then you're going to have, he says, Shekol mi shekoyne tzach lahachzir, kesha yiyu lamoyche mois, whenever you sell, the unspoken terms and conditions are those that are the minhag hamokim. He says, so for example, by the way, this whole din comes from Bate Orichoyim, of course. So Bate Orichoyim is the case where if you sell a walled city, so then you've got a house in a walled city, so you've got the right to buy it back in within the first year and not afterwards. And the Gemara says, Gemara says, there's ribis he, the Torah allows it in that particular case. Why? What? How? Plenty of discussion. But this type of buyback option, that you've got a buyback, means that at the moment it's not a sale. And that's what it is. When the year goes by, there may be yes. Sorry.
It's all talking about selling back to the original price.
Oh, so I'm pleased you mentioned that. What about if the price changes? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger talks about it. Rabbi Akiva Eiger and also the Noidib Yehuda. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, "Bim hikna lo chifetz, if he sold him a chifetz, oishta achoyv besach mone, v'oman," he says, "lecha she'etein lecha aham kuf chof," so it was for 100, "when I give you 120 lizman ploini, and it's a particular time, tachzi rehuli, give it back to me," so it's a different price, I sell it for 100, and I buy it back for 120, have a ribis ktsutsa, because it remains a loan.
It's not the same case.
So you want a different case.
The value's gone up. We'll give you the value of the time. None of these cases...
So allow me to read the Noidib Yehuda in Pesachei Tshuva. Pesachei Tshuva brings a Vesif Kotten Aleph. Ein b'tshuvas Noidib Yehuda, Tinyon Chelek Yodea Simon Ein Hei, Shekosov Luli Demistapina Hoyisi Oime. He says, Amina, the Dafka Beloshen Zeh, only if it's that is the language that's used, that we're saying that this is what it is. De mashma she kishe yachze loy hamois. When he gives the money back, yevutal amekach lemafreya, that the original sale will be retrospectively voided. So he says, the nimtza shoya mois halva biyodoy, transpires that the purchase money was indeed only a loan. When I have money, then will you give it? Will you then sell it back to me again? So then he says, "Nimtzo af pshas achzoras amoyz." Even if that does happen, and the money goes back, and the item goes back, ein kam bitl mekach lemafreya. Why? The ad ato mechira gemura hoyso. It was a complete sale. That's what he would want to say. He was going for this, and he was crazy boy. That isn't right, because once there is that buyback option, even at a different price, the price that is, the Maisa, Locha, the Maisa, we're not happy with it. In the Sefer Bris Yehuda, of Rabloi, because we're going to run out of time, so maybe afterwards. So we've got over here, in the Sefer Rabloi, Rabloi writes quite clearly, in Perek Chof Ches, all the sources are there, what he brings. Sif and Sif Gimel. Hamoicha bais asodil chaveir v'kibul domov. Received the money v'yisn b'neim. He made a condition. Shim yirtza hamoicha. If the moicha wants, v'yachzile hamois, he'll give him hamois, the money back. So that's different to your case. Yachse halukeach beisa yosodeyu, then osele lukeach lodor babayis, he mustn't live in the house, oilech al peiris, because it's ribis now what he's taking. And the yesh oimim shu ribis katsutsa. That's the way it is. Now, he says, im kovu beineem zman, if they fix the time, he says, that's the following. I'm just looking for your case over here, what he brings over here. We'll look for it later. But over here he says, im kovu beneim zman, sh'ad ois zman. They fix the time, up to a particular time. Lo yuchal lahach ze hamekach. So, you've got a certain time you can buy. I'm selling it to you. And the deal is that you can give it back to me if you want to, but not for the next 4 or 5 years. Whatever we make, this is the same as I told you. On the 1st of August 2026, if it's not ready, then you can sell it back. But before that, you can't surrender it. Das roiv ha-poiskim lahatir, roiv ha-poiskim, achilas peiris alidei alukeach. Who doesn't agree to it? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav doesn't agree to it. The Mari HaLevi, who was the Taza's brother, doesn't agree to it either. So therefore, you have upon whom to rely to be maker with a Rav HaPoiskim, if you decide, especially if you decide it's not Ribis Daraisa, but if it is Ribis Daraisa, so it's not Poshet, that case over there. It's not according to all opinions, but the Rav HaPoiskim say it's okay. Vim Kovu Zman, if the day is fixed, Shirak ad oisa zman yuchal lahachzir, you've only got 30 days to give it back. Ume oisa zman ve'elechem, from then onwards, yuchlat hamekach, then the sale is going to become, so to speak, consummated, is going to be finalized. Osa, then you mustn't do it. So therefore, you see in the questions where you've got conditions, trading options, the various things, in this, these other cases, you've got to watch it. Sometimes it looks like a sale, it's called a sale, but in halacha, it's not regarded as a sale, because an absolute tenet of something being a sale is that you can't come back. If I sell somebody a car, and I have charotah a week later, I knock on his door and say, terribly sorry, I made a mistake, I need the car, here's your money back. He'll laugh at you, unless he doesn't want the car. So in which case, he'll be happy to sell it back. But otherwise, he'll laugh at you. So there's no such thing. And if he comes back and he says, I'm terribly sorry, I know I bought the car from you, but I changed my mind, here's the car, can I have my money? So you laugh at him, because that's it, the sale has happened. But if there's a condition that he can do that, it means it wasn't sold, and therefore you're going to have problems with ribis, with the money. That's the general condition. Maybe we'll stop here because I want to let people stop over here, but by all means, if people want to ask, I'll stay back a bit.